Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Well, I heard Brother Scott teach that Sunday school lesson today, so if you're just getting in on the latter part of this morning and are picking up with us where we're at right now, Ray H. Hughes impacted my life. I think I'm a Hughesite this morning. And if you are just kindly saying, what in the world are you talking about? Well, Brother Scott was talking about personalities and how we get attached to personalities. Now, sometimes it takes me a minute when I get up here to kindly get in the groove of things. You know what I mean? And sometimes I got to visit with you a minute. While I'm visiting like I'm doing right now, I'm resetting my brain. You don't know that. I'm resetting my brain right now for preaching instead of singing. But Ray Hughes impacted my life so much. And we give credit to Dr. Ray H. Hughes this morning, passed on in glory, shouting around the throne of God today, I'm sure. And I'm just thankful for having men of God in my life when I was younger. They said that Ray H. Hughes, when he was going to Lee College, would go down in the boiler room of the evening when everybody else was going to bed. He'd come back up about daylight. Sometimes you could see the blood through his trousers where he'd been agonizing with God on his knees all night long. Want to know why he had revival and we don't have revival? Sometimes there's not enough agonizing going on today, tarrying until God shows up. Well, I'll preach that message at another time. This morning we have... Wow, we've preached a lot of stuff and been in a lot of places since the last several months. I've had you with Ezekiel. I've had you with Paul. I've had you with 1 Peter. Had you with Joseph. Had you all over the Scripture since March. I've not had any guest speakers. Not had any alternative speakers to do anything. I've felt like that I needed to touch the sheep during this season of time. I was actually going to preach this morning on another whole subject, and I was going to actually bring you over to the book of Joshua and preach on Joshua today. I think I mentioned that on Wednesday night, and maybe I'll get to that a little bit later on. So we've had our grandboys since Friday, and boy, have we had them. I'll leave that where it's at. Shannon might be listening. No, not really. I've enjoyed it. First time we've ever kept them a weekend. First time ever. And when you get 58, I know why you have kids when you're 28. We played in the yard all day yesterday. All day. All day. And I mean, I'd sit down, they'd be back up going and doing, and we had a great time. We had a good time. And I've enjoyed it. But yesterday, I'm in a routine. I'm in a way I do things. And I wanted to get in the Word and go over all my stuff yesterday and really feel like I was exactly where I needed to go. And the only thing I felt this morning, after I didn't get to do it yesterday, just exactly the way I'd like to have done it. How many will forgive me and my grandkids? I do. Thank you. This is what I felt like the Lord was saying to me this morning. It's been a long battle. Been a long 10 months. Abby, I'm going to try my best to go where I told you. But I want to say something else before I go there. I went up in a sound booth earlier and prepped a little about this message. I said, I feel like today has got to be a special day. I said, I feel like today we've got to pour in the oil. We've got to anoint the head of the sheep with oil. I told them, I said, keep everything calm today. I even had another song prepared. I mean, it was Brian Free and Assurance, and it was going to kick right before I got up to preach today. As long as I got King Jesus, long, long, long. If you don't know that song, you look it up later. I was going to kick that song right before I got up here to preach this morning. It don't make no difference about the politics. It don't make no difference this. As long as I got King Jesus. And I thought, you know what? It's kind of setting the wrong tone. It's kind of setting the wrong tone for what I want to do today. So today, I'm not going to go to Psalm 23. But David knew what it was to anoint sheep. That's why he says in Psalm 23 that he anoints my head with oil. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Not the rustling waters where sheep don't like. Sheep like calm waters. Sheep are instinctively very nervous animals. And he takes that anointing oil and he anoints the oil of the sheep. One of my most favorite verses is found there in Psalm 92 and 10 where the Bible says, that I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And I've always clung to that because it talks about a fresh anointing. It talks about a fresh touch. It talks about the fresh glory. It talks about the fresh presence of the Lord. So the Bible, Paul said these words in the Scripture. Over in the book of Philippians, Paul knew that the time of his departure was not at hand. Paul said these words, he says, so I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. But before he said that, he said this right here. Forgetting those things which are behind. Okay? Now, the reason I said that is, and please don't misunderstand what I'm getting ready to say. I think if we dwell on what's behind us, we'll never be able to embrace what's in front of us. I've decided I'm not going to get mad. As long as I got King Jesus. I don't need nobody else. I want you to look that song up after a while. Some of you are going, what is this song? Well, maybe Abby, since you've got that up there, at the end of this service, we'll play that song at the end. But here's what I believe we need to do this morning. That was free. That was not in my outline. I want you to take your Bible and turn to Psalm 100. November is the month of Thanksgiving. So when I begin to think about this morning, what I felt like that God was wanting me to do today, I believe that the Lord just wanted me to come for a few minutes today and just say, just tell them to be thankful. Just tell them to count their blessings. Just tell them to stop long enough and let the Holy Spirit anoint their head with oil. Pour in the oil of the Spirit. And let me do the rest of it. I could go home right now and I'm done. But I'm not. Because I believe when we look at a few things, and for those of you that know my short outlines, I don't have no 4, 8, 10, 12 pages of stuff. Just a few things today that I wanted to share with you found in Psalm 100 verses 1 through 5. Let's read this together. Make a complaining noise unto the Lord. Oh, that's not what your Bible says. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with sadness. Gladness. See, I'm reading that all wrong on purpose, right? Serve the Lord with gladness. I was glad when they said unto me, David, let us go up into the house of the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with complaining. Singing. Hey, Abby, that's my key words for this morning. Just playing. I gave her key words on Wednesday night. Then he says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. And again, I'm not going to dissect these verses. I could, but I'm not going to. Not this morning, not totally. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. I want to look at verse 3 for a second. Know ye that Donald Trump is God. Know ye that Joe Biden is God. No. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Jesus. And you say, why in the world did you do all of that? I want us to reprogram our thinking. Now, I don't like none of the political stuff that's going on. I've determined I'm turning it off. As long as I got King Jesus, don't need nobody else. Now, you're going to say, well, what about all this? What can you change about it? What can I change about it? I'll leave all that on the table right now. Calm down. Relax. The Lord's here today to heal and to restore. When we think about giving thanks as we want to today, commentary talks about that thanksgiving is an expression of joy to God. Oh, I didn't read verse 5. Sorry. Oh, verse 4. 4 and 5. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. And be thankful unto him and bless his name. Verse 5. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Stretch your hand this way. Father, I love you and I thank you, O God, today for thy word. Thy word is truth. Thy word is forever settled in heaven. Father, I pray your blessings over the remaining part of this service today. Over the next 20 minutes or so, Lord, I pray, God, that you touch us. I pray, God, that you help us. I pray, Father God, that you would anoint this place today. Father, I love you and I thank you and I give you the praise and the glory and the honor for all that's said and done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, I wanted to share this with you today. Again, commentary talked about, when you look at this, that thanksgiving is an expression of joy unto God. And therefore, we understand thanksgiving as being an attribute of the fruit of the Spirit. When we look into the Scripture, I've read these Scriptures many times, but Paul actually mentions this in Galatians chapter number 5. And he talks in verse 22 about what the fruit of the Spirit is. Now, this is the nature and the characteristic of a Christian. A thankful person. A person that is laden with the power of the Holy Spirit. A person that really knows that the anchor holds no matter what they're going through, that God's going to see me through. That as Paul said, if God be for me, then who or what can be against me? It's time for the church to be looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and operate in the power of the Spirit. Galatians 5 and 22, the Bible says this. He says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Meekness, temperance, against such there is no restraint. Against such there is no law. And then Paul says in verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. First of all, I want to talk about that my attitude is sometimes less than thankful. Now, I don't know about you today, I only know me. So I'm not talking about you unless you want to ride with me. Get in the car with me and ride with me. I'm talking about me. Sometimes my attitude is less than thankful. So as we talk about a thankful heart today or to give thanks today, the first question on the table is simply this. Is my attitude an attitude of gratitude? Secondly, we look at this, we see that our attitude of being unthankful or thankful often has an ability to affect those around us. It's like a man and a woman was talking, and somebody asked the woman, said, hey, did you wake up grouchy today? Said, no, I let him stay in a bed asleep. So therefore, a lot of times how we get started in our day actually affects everything else around us. The psalm that we read before you today expresses the heart of the psalmist. As we look back at this in verse number 4, really, really quick, and he says this in verse 4, and we see this in the scripture where he says, enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. When we come into God's presence, when we come into God's house, when we come into God's courts, which again talks about God's presence, when we come to God, we must come with a thankfulness upon our lips today. We look at this and we think again of how that there's a difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is all sometimes very contingent upon my environment and my circumstances around me. Am I happy all the time? Not all the time, because there are things happening around me from time to time that makes me less than happy. But the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Love and joy and peace and gentleness and meekness and temperance and faith, all of those go hand in hand in our lives today. There's a promise that I see in the Word of the Lord. And again, this is basically the third thing I wrote down, that believers are encouraged to abound and to not let situations and forces and pressures around them allow them to become unthankful. Psalm chapter number 30, and I'll turn there with you really, really fast. We see this. I'm going to be in the Psalms probably quite a bit for the next few minutes. We see again in the book of Psalm chapter 30, verse number 4 and 5 says this. He says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His. If you can't do nothing else, sing a song. If you can't do nothing else, make up a song. I can only tell you about myself. Years ago when I was working at Coca-Cola and Pepsi, more Pepsi, I had a lot of time on the road and I had my books with me and different tapes with me and tapes with me and all kinds of things and a little old cassette player in my truck that run off of batteries and things like that. I'd have Vineyard music playing. I'd have something playing that would be an encouragement. I believe one of the things that we've got to do in the day and the hour that we're living in, and this is not a political statement, it's not got anything to do with politics, is we've got to find ourselves once again surrounding ourselves with I want to say positive people, but that's not the message. But we got to surround ourselves with God's presence. We got to surround ourselves with God. Can I tell you, if you're dependent on man to give you what you need, you're only going to get what man's abilities can do. But if we depend upon God, I'm going to tell you something. God's still on the throne today. And whatever you need, whatever I need, if you need peace today, He's got peace today. If you need joy today, He's got joy today. If you need contentment today, He's got contentment today. If you're going through the valley today and if you need him to be the lily of the valley, I'm telling you, he will be the lily in your valley. If you're going through the storm today, he will be Jesus on a pillar in the bow of the boat. And he gets up and he says to the sea, "Peace, be still." Let him do a work in your life today. Somebody says, "Well, preacher, it's been 6 months since I felt God. It's been 3 months since I felt God." And you think, well, that's a little bizarre. Oh, but no. There's people that don't operate and walk and stay engaged in the spirit realm. And sometimes it may be weeks and weeks and weeks and months before they even get to the place that they'll turn their eyes back toward heaven and begin to seek the Lord. Oh, you can find him. The Bible promises that. Seek me and you shall find me when you search for me with all of your heart. But today, I'm just saying this. If you really need your life to turn around, be thankful. Get you a notebook. Get you a piece of paper. Number it 1 through 10. Write down the 10 things you're thankful for. Write down the 10 things you're thankful for. Put it on your refrigerator. What's a refrigerator? It's that thing, that Calvinator in your kitchen. Some of you, I'm dating it, aren't I? Put it on your refrigerator. Put it on your ice box. Whatever you call that thing. Walk by it every day. You say, well, you're not even really preaching a whole lot today. I'm encouraging today. There's a lot of difference in what I'm doing right now and what I've done in the last few days. Whatever you got to do to encourage yourself, take a walk. But don't look at your neighbor and say, take a hike. They may take that the wrong way. Take a walk. Go walk your dog. Go do something. Sherry, tell me. Go down there at that shed and work a while. Thank you. Go down there in your building and work a while. Get some stress out. Get some pressure out. But it all hinges on being thankful. You say, well, preacher, we're just going through a lot right now. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Look at this next verse. Verse 5 says this. He says, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. And then he says, remember Joseph? I talked about that a few weeks ago. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The first time I remember ever saying that verse of Scripture at this church, right there about where Sister Cox is sitting in her barn, I don't remember, right there somewhere, I lit out on this particular verse. I said, you may be going through some storms, and you may be going through weeping right now. You may be going through things right now. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And about the time I got that said, Sister Maynard jumped up and she shouted all over that little corner right there. Some of you don't even know Sister Maynard. So I'm saying this, that wherever you're at in your life right now, it's a season. It's a season. It's just a season. Fall of the year has typically not ever been my season. Because I look out and I see things that used to be green and flourishing and pretty, and the bees and the hummingbirds at my back porch. And I see all of that's gone. And now I look out and all I see is a picture of where life used to be. Everything's brown and crunchy and ugly, and it don't even make sense no more to look out at my back porch today. But you know what? I walked out there this morning. Hallelujah. Sister Ivy, I almost said it again. But I looked out there this morning and I looked at this hickory tree, and that hickory tree was so gold and the leaves was very pretty. And you know what I had to do instead of seeing something dying today? I got a new set of eyes and I looked at myself and I said, that's got to be the prettiest tree that I've seen in a very long time. A week or two, a month ago, and a back of the, she knows I'm telling you the truth. I would have looked at that tree and I'd have said, you poor tree. You are dying. You poor tree where you used to be pretty, now you ain't nothing but dead and you are nothing but ugly. But now I look through a new set of eyes and I didn't look at it at dying no more. What Sherry has taught me, she said, hey, everything needs time to rest. I look at fall of the year. It's her fault. Blame it on her. She said, I look at things as a time of peace. I look at things as a time of rest. And I'm going to be honest with you. We've went, done, worried. Stress. Look at your neighbor and say, now just rest. Just rest. Rest in the Lord. Rest in Him. Look at your neighbor and say this, let somebody else stress. I've stressed enough. That's right. That's right. You've stressed enough. I've stressed enough. I've worried enough. You've worried enough. I've been depressed enough. I've been oppressed enough, like you got a dark cloud following you around, like Charlie Brown, everywhere you go, the clouds above your head holding you down and oppressing you. I just say it like this. I think the church needs to be the church. Period. Let the church be the church. That was weak, but I'll take it. Look at this. The Bible says to abound, again, that believers are encouraged to abound and not to allow situations and focused pressures around us allow us to become unthankful. A few verses of Scripture. And then I got to hurry if I'm going to give you some other scriptures before you go eat some chicken. Colossians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Abby's going to find that really, really fast because I'm not going to turn there. I'm going to let her do the work for me. He says, for though I be absent in the flesh, this is Paul, yet I am with you in spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Watch this. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Look at this next verse. Rooted, and build up. Not having a panic attack just because certain things are going on in our world today. Years ago, I used to hear God say, hey, you got to keep your eyes on the prize. You got to keep your eyes on the finish line. Oh, this world is not my home. Amen? This world is not our goal today. You know things are going to happen. I've read it and I've taught you and we've looked at it all the way throughout the book of Revelation, throughout the book of Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. The spirit of the Antichrist is on the rise. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. The true church of Jesus Christ is going to go up in the clouds of glory, and we don't need to be discouraged in the day and the hour that we're living in. Look at your neighbor and say, let him pour in the oil. Let him heal your heart today. We've all been hurt. We've all been discouraged. We've all been through turmoil. We've all been through discouragement from time to time in our life. Let him fix it. Let Jesus touch you. I heard somebody the other day, I don't know the man's name. I was here Tuesday working while election was going on and we were standing out there. I've got a cousin that lives here in Thomasville, believe it or not. He's the first cousin of my mom, second cousin I assumed myself. Second cousin first removed. And so anyway, his name's Doug Ball. He was out there and we was talking, and this other guy was standing there, and he said, this is so-and-so. He's a Southern Baptist preacher. How you doing? Good to see you. I couldn't see him. I could just see him, his nose to his eyebrow, so I don't know what he looked like. I have no idea what he looked like. But anyway, he said, I got history in this church. I said, you do? He said, yep. He said, when I was a little boy, I went to the Church of God on Dillon Street. He said, now, I didn't end up being a Church of God preacher, but I ended up being a Southern Baptist preacher. He said, but I got rooted and I got started in the walk with God. I wish, Carolyn, I knew his name. I don't. He said, I'll find out. He said, but when I was smaller, I went to the Church of God. He said, I think even in Southern Baptist, don't tell them I said so. He said, but I think you got to have a little Pentecostal in you just to be a preacher. I said, well, I think so. I believe so. He said, but you know what impressed me more than anything else about Thomasville Church of God? He said, you might remember this. I don't. He said, they would take us kids in there and they'd set us around. And there'd be somebody start singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. He said, and that was so, did you do that, Carolyn? He said, it was so ingrained in my heart. He said, Thomasville Church of God has a place in my heart today. Right out there, Tuesday. So we never know who we're encouraging with an attitude of gratitude. Just be thankful. You can be an old sourpuss if you want to be. I ain't going to be no more. Sometimes Sherry gets the brunt end of my being a sourpuss. I'm sorry. She helps me out. She knows how to crack the whip. What are you men looking at me for? I don't know about y'all, but I have to work on my attitude sometimes. I do. Rooted and built up in Him. Established. In the faith. As you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Y'all get the message today. I got other notes. I'm not even going to read them. I'm going to keep them for myself. I'm not giving them to you. Maybe I need them worse than you do. You say, well, that was really different, preacher. Good. You'll remember it. Are you thankful? There's a lot of things to complain about, guys. There's a lot of things to be aggravated about, ticked off about, mad about, cussing mad about. There's a lot of things to be thankful about. And I believe with everything within me. Hang on a minute. I may do something else, Jody. Maybe it's time that we just stop long enough to say, Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you. I about forgot. Just be thankful.